I'm actually woken up now, and I'm crying. I don't know why. I mean, I should be happy. What you just heard is my biggest secret.
Hannah Knudsen, 23, Norwegian.
Only my boyfriend and my dad know what I've gone through and what happened to me. There are reasons why I don't want to tell my closest friends and family. Today, I might tell you.
Before, I thought there was no excuse for it, and now, even though it's really bad, I don't feel as guilty. But it is really bad.
Nuala Mulligan, 23, Maidenhead.
Even though other people have done it, normal people haven't done it. I have a secret, but I'd never tell anybody about my secret.
To have a big secret surrounds a lot of pressure, and it can be quite scary in case your secret comes out when you're not ready for it.
Ryan Hansen, 18 years old, London.
The reason I keep it a secret, really, I'm scared of maybe rejection, but I live in hope that there would be a good response, and there will come a time soon that, you know, I'm ready to tell. When you have a secret, you have to hide, make sure there's no information can leak out to whoever it is you're keeping your secret from. And it's also difficult because you feel if the person does find out, they may resent you for not confiding in them. And they may think you don't value them as much as you do, when the reason you're keeping the secret from them is because you're scared of something.
It's not a nice secret. I'm ashamed of it, so I'd never tell anybody. But sometimes it would be nice to tell somebody, for then somebody to say you don't need to be ashamed about it. But I know that it's so bad that no one would ever say that, so I have to keep it a secret.
I was just trying to think if I've got any secrets. I suppose everybody's got some secrets.
Ian Collins, talk radio presenter, London.
The word secret makes it bigger. I suppose there are secrets and there are things that you just wouldn't tell anybody because they're perhaps of no interest. I think people do tend to confess secrets to you because, I suppose, well, therapist isn't a good analogy, but there is obviously something about the anonymity of somebody who you don't know from a hole in the ground. They can come on when they call the show with a different name. They can suggest they're from a different place. So I think that's probably the main reason why somebody would feel comfortable saying something to you that they wouldn't perhaps say even to their best friend. Like the guy in the confessional box on the other side, you know.
In confession itself, there are no circumstances when you can reveal what people say. If someone says something which is criminal, though, you are under an obligation to ask them to report it to the police.
Father Christopher, St. Joseph's Church, Leighton.
We all have areas of our lives that we're ashamed of, and confession does provide that outlet where you can go to someone that you've never met before, that you may never ever meet again, and you can tell them anything and know that they can never ever speak about that.
Because I haven't been able to tell anyone, I've had to come to conclusions in my own head. So now that I'm getting my head around it and accept it and accept that it's happened and stop letting it affect me badly, I don't have the need to tell anyone, really. So no, like I said before, it would only make things really difficult.
Even though you can be forgiven for it, the consequences of what you've done don't go away. If you kill somebody, the person is still dead, whether you own up to it or not.
for a long time, it really, really got to me because I was getting close to another person and this affects me so much, I had to kind of explain to them something about it, but I couldn't tell them what it was, but it would explain my behaviour now. So you do carry it every day, but it's a lot easier now.
I guess I'm scared that people will look at me differently. What happened to me was painful for me. And it has changed my life. I really don't know what I would have done if it came out and I wasn't the one that told, like today.
Often it happens, somebody sleeps with a footballer and says, you know, can I sell this story? And they make 10,000 quid. And sometimes, you know, Max Clifford might be at the centre of that, sometimes he might not be.
Hello, is that Darren King? Capital Radio, yeah. Max Clifford's returning your call, I'll just put you over.
The biggest part of my job is actually keeping secrets, is keeping things out of the media, which is ironic, I suppose.
Max Clifford, PR agent, London.
Its protection becomes more important than promotion and projection. So the emphasis changes. You know, when you're building companies, stars, organisations, it's obviously about getting as much positive coverage as you can, attention through the media, through press, through television, radio. But as and when they become major players, then you spend more and more time protecting them, often keeping things out.
The whole story that nobody can ever keep a secret, and everybody always tells at least one person. I think when you hold something, I think perhaps there's maybe a human reaction to want to at some point get rid of it. And it's just a case of where you do.
I wouldn't be able to see anybody I knew. I wouldn't be able to face my family. Everybody that knew me would not like me.
And there are some things that are too sensitive even to tell your best friend or your family. Probably families are the last people you tell secrets to.
My secret is my sexuality. I'm gay and my father and a group of friends don't know about it. My mum is fantastic. I've always been very close to her. And when I sort of came out onto the gay scene, I had to start lying to her about where I was going, who I was going with. And I felt that that was wrong, as we were so close that I was keeping secrets from her and I really couldn't do it to her. So I decided to tell. So I told my mum about a week later and she was fantastic about it. Really good. She just cried. She just said that she's always known and she's just pleased that at this stage she was happy that I was at a stage that I was comfortable enough with it to tell her.
You know, there are occasions where someone comes to you for a kiss and tell and you're happy to bring it out, often because you know that the person who is meant to be the victim will be, you know, loving every minute of it. And I've created kiss and tells. I've created kiss and tells where someone's gone to the paper and sold their story about their wild, steamy nights with such and such a star when they don't even know the star, and the star is gay. But it helps to cover the truth, which would be damaging to that particular star. And that's something I've done on more than one occasion, you know, over the last 25 years. In a perfect world, it wouldn't matter. But there are still areas where if you're gay and the public know you're gay, your career could be damaged or even finished.
It would be good if I could tell them, because ultimately if you tell someone like that, then if they say it's okay, then it's okay. You know, it would be a good thing to tell them, I suppose, but no, I wouldn't tell them. It's my secret and no one can make me feel better or worse, because they will think it's really bad, so they'll be lying anyway.
I think people do tend to confess secrets to you because I suppose, well, therapist isn't a good analogy, but there is obviously something about the anonymity of somebody who you don't know from a hole in the ground. They can come on when they call the show with a different name. They can suggest they're from a different place. So I think that's probably the main reason why somebody would feel comfortable saying something to you that they wouldn't perhaps say even to their best friend.
Ian Collins and the Creatures of the Night on 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
When you're doing a late night radio show, if the person's a regular listener and they like what you do, they enjoy your programme, then somewhere along the line you are kind of a friend to that person. I think there's safety in calling you because you're a friend, but without the baggage or the judgmental side to make any comment on them. You're hearing the secret roar and you're not about to attack them for it. You're just going to listen. I think that's probably the attraction in somebody thinking, yeah, I want to tell somebody this, so I'll ring the man up on the radio.
I'd like to call myself Lorna.
I have a secret, but I'd never tell anybody about my secret.
I mean, secrets, particularly when it comes to the individuals, it's so important that I know more about the stars I represent than anybody else. Because if I don't know, I can't protect them. And that's one of the things I make very clear. Anybody that I've ever worked with, from, you know, Sinatra through to the Beatles, through to, you know, O.J. Simpson, to Muhammad Ali, to any of the people I have and do work with, I make that very clear from the start, that if you know, you can hopefully cover the tracks, keep it hidden, so that those secrets remain secret.
People do reveal the most personal secrets, depending on the kind of night we're doing. If sometimes we're doing a theme night, or we've done sex nights, so people have called in to talk. I mean, there was a great story of a woman who called me on one of these nights, and she said, "You've heard of the Mile High Club, haven't you?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, people having sex in aeroplanes." And she said, "Well, I did that, but I did it with a female air hostess. And she was 46 when it happened, and she was married very happily. But she'd never, ever told anybody that story before. And even her husband didn't know. I just hope nobody recognised her voice."
If it became public, and not only my friends and family, but everybody knew about it, and it was something for other people just to put in papers or to shock people, then I'd be gutted, and I still would have to go into hiding.
My secret crashes completely with the image people have of me. I'm this sort of natural, normal Norwegian girl. I'm not vain at all, but my secret is that last year I had a breast implant operation to enhance the size of my breasts. It's not really something I'm proud of. It looks better, but it's not something that I want people to know about. I guess I'm worried about the image people have of me, if they think I'm some sort of blonde, stupid bimbo. Because I'm not, and that's my secret. I'm not sure I'm happy that I told.
Okay, well, I haven't talked to anybody about it for a long time, and talking to you, maybe I can tell you. I will tell you. There was this time